Tim Carson is the Chief Executive Officer of the Alberta Association of Agricultural Societies, in charge of Open Farm Days. He joins us on the line today. Tim, thank you very much. Even though it's only the beginning of May and the beginning of spring, how goes prep for Open Farm Days?
Well, you know, this is actually the key time for our host farms to register to be part of the program. Actually, the deadline is here on Friday, so there is some urgency to get involved. So right now we've got 117, I think it is, currently registered, and we're poised to exceed the 150 mark this year, so we're quite excited about how things are going.
You have that deadline date set, but is that date flexible, possibly because of farms wanting to be part of it, but they're busy?
You know what?
Right now?
We work really hard to try to get people on board. Obviously, we're not going to turn folks away who come in the days immediately following the deadline. But there's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes. That the longer we stretch the registration out, the more difficult it becomes on our end to make sure that all of the pieces of the puzzle are accurate and on board to make sure that those host farms are getting all of the support that they need.
You mentioned that you have a possibility of 150 farms being on board. I guess from both ends of the spectrum, both from a farm response and from a participation response, how has it been, especially since we've gotten back to in-person status?
It's actually been awesome. Even last year we had just over 110 farms involved. A lot of new people to the program, which is excellent. And I like to say, we have everything from alpacas to yaks involved in the program across the province, which allows for, the consumer, those people who are going out to visit those farms and those operators, to really get a great understanding of the diversity of our agricultural industry here in Alberta.
I'm guessing you go out to farms once in a while. How much new stuff do you learn about when it comes to events like this?
There is always something to recognize and learn as we go out. The new technologies that are being applied to traditional farming are tremendous additions to how those farms are able to continue to produce world-class food for us right here in Alberta. Again, the diversity on what is the alpaca wool used for, and how much of the canola goes into our general foodstuffs on a regular basis. Where does the bison industry fit into our food production line? And let's not forget the craft brewing and the craft distilling industries are a going concern here in Alberta, and they are a huge part of our continued food chain here. So there's always something to learn.
Having said that, Tim, with all the advances that have happened with the technology and the agriculture industry, how much do you think people still learn even from the basics of farming, as I say, going back a few years?
There is something that is just good for the soul to get your hands in the dirt, to learn how to, even develop some of, or grow some of these, vegetables on your own and providing a level of nutrition for your family, but really getting back to the basics and understanding the U-picks that are out there available for everything from strawberries to Saskatoons to pumpkins. It's really, you get back to the land, and it's good for your soul. That's what I like to say.
I'm assuming, and you said at the beginning of the conversation here, Tim, that it would be very hard to turn farms away. Now, you've got over 100 on the list right now. More farms? Are they needed?
Oh, always. Let's be honest. We've got nearly 4 million people here in Alberta Our hope is to get all of those consumers actually connected to our agriculture industry, to connected to those farms, to understand the entire role that the ag industry plays here, not to mention the experience you get when you go to that farm and actually get to talk to that producer and get the story from the horse's mouth, if you will, on what it takes to go to produce the food in our province. I mean, the average Albertan doesn't realize when they're driving down the highway and they see that combine in the field, to replace that combine is $1 million. It's just getting to really understand the length and breadth and value that this industry brings to our province.
If farms are interested, where can they sign up?
AlbertaFarmDays.ca. We'd be happy to help you through the process. There's a tremendous amount of information and support programming for those host farms. We have education material that is on the website itself on everything from helping you market your wares on social media to the regulations that are required if you're going to be doing a long table dinner or selling foodstuffs off your farm. This is a tremendous opportunity to not only educate people but have them travel our great province and really contribute to the economic fabric of Alberta.
Tim Carson is the CEO of the Alberta Association of Agriculture Societies. Sir, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Hope to see you on the highway.